news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As many as 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the Los Angeles wildfires. Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, among them Andrew Schwartz, who used to live in Pacific Palisades with his wife and two children.
It's what it takes to build up a life as a family. It's just the day-to-day routine, the things that take forever to set up when you have young children. And when you're displaced and you have to start over, there's just so much to figure out.
Many neighborhoods, including most of Pacific Palisades, California, are unrecognizable after fires moved through. New York Judge Juan Merchan will sentence Donald Trump today in his hush money case. Trump will not get jail time, but he will become the first U.S. president ever convicted and sentenced for a crime. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether TikTok should be banned for national security reasons. Congress ordered the app's Chinese-based owners to sell or face a ban. So far, they haven't done that. This is ABC News. On hold as of now, a plea deal involving the man accused of planning 9/11.
The stay ordered by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals puts a halt to Friday's hearing, where the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was to have pled guilty in return for the death penalty being removed from his case. The stay is being ordered so that the court can have more time to determine whether Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has the authority to reverse the plea agreements that were offered to Mohammed and two other 9/11 plotters. Two military courts had ruled that Austin did not have that authority and that the plea agreements could proceed. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now launching his own lawsuit against prosecutors in New Mexico. He is accusing them of intentionally mishandling evidence in the deadly Rust movie set accident to make him the scapegoat. Last year, now officially the hottest on record ever, climate scientists from Europe and Japan confirming the average worldwide temperature in 2024 surpassed the previous record. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Is Jordan Love ready?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. On my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high of 25. And then snow on the way tomorrow night. Sunday could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it all winds down on Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of the documentary Gold, Paige McKenna, into the studio. And with a preview of the next episode of New Wisco Weekend, host Lisa Hale stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday, playoff weekend. Are you kidding me? Doesn't get much better than this, does it?
I hope it does.
Monday morning, you know what? Monday morning, you know what I'm going to be?
I hope you're right.
You know what I'm going to say Monday morning?
Winter begins.
It's not going to be.
No, that's what you're going to say.
It's not going to be, good morning, welcome to winter. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, good morning, Victory Monday.
Now, we're broadcasting that, from, or are you just saying that?
Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Well, I thought maybe we were going to be broadcasting from Philly.
By the way, we got a really great guest coming on.
Oh, man. John, a lot of them.
John Spagnola from Philadelphia. What a wonderful guy he was. He only played for one season really with the Packers, played in 89, and then I want to say broke his collarbone in the preseason in 90, and I think he retired then. But he's a great tight end in his career, but really good guy. I was just doing some Google stuff on him. So we're exactly the same age, and I saw a thing where they had a 50th anniversary for his high school football team, Bethlehem Catholic. And they were like undefeated and state champs and everything.
Where's
like
Bethlehem?
That. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And
That's
a little town of Bethlehem.
Don't start singing. Okay, go ahead. So John is from
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And his football team was undefeated, and like state champs and everything like that. And it's just reading it. It's like picture of him and one of his teammates, Mike Guzman, who then spent 8 years with the Los Angeles Rams, and John spent X number. It's like, boy, 1974, Mike had the Negani Miners in his football team.
Wow.
They had like three guys that played in the pros of his one high school team.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How'd you get him?
He was a good friend of mine when he played here.
That'd be awesome.
In that short time, but just a classy, classy guy. Then he became president of the NFL Players Association. And now he's retired now, but really, I mean, again, he went to Yale. Really successful businessman in the Philadelphia area. Yeah. Worked for ESPN, mm-hmm. I believe, for a while, doing games and everything. So perfect guy to have on for this show,
Eagles
for
fan?
This weekend. Well, probably.
I would think so. If he's got a business there, sometimes you got to be it.
Just, right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he grew up an Eagles fan.
Right.
So,
Bethlehem High.
Year in Green Bay.
Okay, John.
Okay, hang on.
Go.
I got it. I got you.
I just spilled my coffee.
Clean up in aisle 9.
And here I'm talking about poor Lee Corso. What did I tell Todd 5 minutes ago? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just spilled my coffee over people. All over.
And it was that?
It's a really good cup of coffee.
Well, it was filled to the top, which is, anyway. All right.
God, it wasn't Johnny's juice of life. I'd be licking it off the table.
He would. Mm-hmm. All right. So, college football.
Yeah.
great game last night. Great, great game. Notre Dame and Penn State. And, you know, I kind of like Penn State because their coach coached for the Packers for a while. James Franklin. I want to say he was wide receivers coach for the Packers a few years ago. Mm. Yeah. So really, like, I like Notre Dame's coach, though, too. I just, there's something about him that I really like. But anyway. All right, hang on. Okay. We're good, Todd.
All right, thank you, Todd.
Todd, we're good here. Oh, that'll leave a mark. Burnt my thigh. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Disaster over.
Well, here, it's just getting off to a great start for the great weekend. Doesn't get much better than this. And then you butt me and spill my coffee.
We have video.
Poor Todd.
People can
poor
watch.
Poor Todd. Todd must some days. I don't know if Todd drinks, but he must go home some days.
And, say, and drink.
Oh, my God. You think?
Yeah. So that was in overtime, 27-24? I didn't watch the game.
7 seconds left in regulation when they kicked the field goal.
No fun. Was the game.
But anyway, poor Lee Corso. And I know he's had a stroke and some medical problems. And God bless him for still wanting to be out there. But it's and I hate to say it, it's a little bit like, you know, when you're watching Biden in the debate and you almost feel sorry for him in a certain, like, yeah. Oh, this is a lot worse. A lot worse.
And who's this guy?
Lee Corso. One of the most lovable. He used to be a head. He was actually a teammate of Burt Reynolds at Florida State. And then he became a college football coach, very successful. And great. He was just wonderful in these pregame shows, but he's 89. And he's had issues.
He's calling the game. He's 89.
He's doing the pregame type stuff, pregame show, which is a really popular show. And for like 40 years, he would always make his prediction. He'd put out the hat of the team he thought was going to win, the mascot's hat. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a big badger hat. But it's like you just feel bad for him now. I give him all the credit in the world for still being out there. But it's one of those things you just, because like I said, he almost fell over. He was trying to dance a jig with the Irish mascot. Yeah, and the mascot had to grab him. He was falling over backwards. And it's like, oh, boy.
Why is he hanging on? He's probably got enough. It's just ego. He should move aside, let some kid, and I mean kid like a 60-year-old, come in there and take over.
Wow. So I told Todd, if there's ever signs that I'm slipping, he goes, let's talk.
Yeah, right, and sit down.
After this, he goes, yeah, let's really talk.
Don't you think, though, like you talk about ego? Isn't some of it, though, they just really, really love doing what they're doing?
No question. You know, that's 100%. That's where it's like, my God, he's got nothing else now. I mean, money is, forget money, big
deal. Right.
He's never going to spend all the money he has. But this is his one passion, probably helps him still thrive, something to look forward to. But there's that fine line between.
No. He needs to find another passion. It's a good. He needs to say, why doesn't he go work at a homeless shelter? And
yeah,
get that and really open that up for another kid. And yeah. I mean a kid like somebody your age. So I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know who you're talking about. But I just think when people hang on too long, yeah, I love what I do. I don't doubt that. But there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And what you're kind of saying is this is the only thing I know how to do.
I know. I know.
You know. You don't want that either. So
I know.
But there's, I don't know. Whatever. I like I said,
well,
I don't know the guy.
Is,
and I'm 89, though. That's pushing
but
it.
But, you know, for 40 years, you knew him when he was this great, charismatic.
Yep.
You know, whatever guy, he's danced with the cheerleaders. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just kind of reach that certain point sometimes where there's no coming back from it. And he's at that point, and my heart just breaks for him, honestly. But if it was my dad or somebody, I'd say, Dad,
Right.
We can't do this.
His friends should do that.
I agree.
But there's also people, I just want to say, I'm not saying that I don't believe in an age limit on things, but. If you're still at the top of your game, sure. You know,
right.
I thought Harry Carey, you liked him, right?
Oh, my God. Right to the very end.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But wasn't he a little bit?
Sure, but he always was. Do you know what I mean?
I just want to say that.
Harry Carey was kind of like that when he was 50.
There wasn't, right. there wasn't a whisper campaign behind Harry in the last years.
No.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ate lunch across the table.
Yeah.
This far away with Harry Carey one day. And he had mayonnaise. He's eating an egg salad sandwich. Because it was Good Friday.
Oh, good Catholic boy.
In spring training, he had egg salad and mayonnaise all over his face. And these guys, spring training was different back then. It was a Cubs spring training thing in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And these, you know, it was like the old Rotary Club guys ran it. It was different back then. It was a lot more just folksy spring training was. And these guys go, hey, Harry, good to see you. Hi! Didn't have any idea who they were. His glasses were half down, mayonnaise all over his face.
But
Harry,
Jim.
Good, happy Easter. Hi!
But Jim, Remember our remote at Simple Life Hospitality? We look at Mino and he's got mayo all over his face and the microphone. Yeah. And you're like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah, I actually had it on the microphone. Okay. Okay, forget that story. You know that, Todd, you know that was a little bit like that was there just now? Remember the movie, Michael Keaton, Mr. Mom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And all these guys were getting laid off from the Ford plant, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was talking to some of the workers. He goes down to the line. You know, he's a big corporate guy, but he goes down to the assembly line to give these guys a pep talk. Like, hey, boss, we getting laid off or what? He goes, let me tell you something. Kind of, I was watching Rocky tonight, okay? And like, Rocky's getting knocked down, but boy, he's coming up. And the guy goes, okay. Rocky 1 or Rocky 2? But anyway, he's taking on this guy. Wait a minute, was he taking on the big Russian or was he taking on so-and-so? And he goes, okay, forget Rocky, bad enough. And then he goes, that guy didn't see no damn Rocky.
That would still be me. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Nice text here. This is Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame this year. Number 75, it's a great picture of a field goal. Number 75 for Northern Illinois is Green Bay Southwest grad. That's from Brian. That's awesome. Only game Notre Dame lost was to Northern Illinois of all teams, and now Notre Dame's playing for the national championship, and that was a game-winning field goal. That's awesome, Brian. Thank you for sending us that. That's great. I like it when local guys have some kind of a hand in the...
And it was great having the press times in yesterday talking about how that's going to remain a priority for them.
It's awesome.
That new sports editor or that whatever. That
Tori,
sports editor.
Yeah. Man, she's good.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
You know, I wish I would have known that the editor was writing a book on Curly Lambeau because I read it last night. She gave it to me. And there's a bunch in there about Marguerite, Curly's first wife.
Yeah.
And she lived in that home. Remember I said... And now I can see why, really. Remember I said we took her out, Lindy Infante's wife, Steffi, and I took her out for lunch at the Union Hotel because Stephanie thought, oh, my gosh, I'm the current Packer coach's wife. I'd be so honored to meet the wife of the very first Packer coach.
That's cool.
So I set it up. Marguerite had sent me a card before. So I really enjoy your show, and the coach seems so. So I called her. I said, could we, you know, take you out for lunch? And she said, oh, my gosh, I would love that. I said, what's your favorite place? She said, well, every Thursday or whatever, I go to the Union Hotel. And I said, great. I said, what time do you want me to pick you up? She says, why do you have to pick me up? I said, well, I didn't. She says, young man, I've been driving since 1924. I think I can find my way to the Union Hotel. And she still lived in her house in Alloway, Miramar Drive, till she was 98. They built the house like 1924 or something. She lived in there till she was 98. But Curly was... And
that's awesome. I mean, because people do want to stay in their homes. That's great that she could do that.
But I've got some stuff she gave me that I bet no one else has from her and Curly.
Oh.
And I wish I could have, you know, had known.
That.
Yeah, but anyway, but here's another deal, though. She doesn't play punch. So Curly got around.
Yeah.
So they get married. And within like a couple of years, they have to do... The Packers are doing a big barnstorming trip to Hawaii. Okay? Make money in the offseason, play local teams and everything. Well, Miss California was on the boat, 24 years old. Okay.
What boat?
The ship. Taking
took
it to
a
Hawaii.
Ship over?
To Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've never done that, but I guess, there is a ship.
Hmm. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there aren't ships that go to Hawaii. Todd, can you look that up? Have there ever been any ships that went to Hawaii?
Okay, he's the first. Okay, not a lot of people take a ship.
Well, in 1925?
Well, I don't know.
No, okay, yeah.
Well, they were flying to Hawaii in 1925. Were they? 1906. I think they were.
You know what? Forget the ship. Forget the ship.
I get it. You're probably right.
He just somehow got Hawaii and hooked up with Miss California. Came back and divorced Marguerite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he marry her?
Yeah.
The Californian?
Married her, California, and lasted 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break.
we'll get back on track.
No, we won't.
Wait, how in the hell did you take a ship to Hawaii?
Wow. I get it.
Happy Friday. Gotten up to a great start. I spilled coffee all over myself. Yay. I burned my inner thigh. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Maribel Painters urges you, please support the hospitals in our area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and our military. So give the gift of life and give blood. This from Maribel Painters, family-owned and operated since 1952. Remember, you're somebody's type.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is awesome.
Todd's
music.
Bringing it today.
Yeah.
Jonathan Brantmeyer.
Yeah.
Okay. And Murphy used to always play this on Friday mornings. It's the Friday song.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. This is good music.
I'm going to keep this.
Did you work with Jonathan Brantmeyer in Fond du Lac at all? From Fond du Lac?
He's from Fond du Lac. Yeah. And never worked with him, but I did go down to the Loop in Chicago one time, get a tour of the station and meet him.
LS?
Oh, yeah. Fun. No, he was at the Loop.
Oh, the Loop. That's the right. Loop. He was this guy from Fond du Lac. Who became one of the highest paid jocks in the country.
Yeah. He actually had a nighttime show for a while.
I remember
on
that.
TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Still around?
Yeah. He's starting to do some stuff online now.
Is he?
Yeah,
awesome.
I saw him. Good. Actually, what brought it to mind was he was doing a lot. He didn't know how he did it, but he went live on Facebook a couple of nights ago. I thought he was recording and it was live.
Oh.
But it was great.
Todd. Did I butt call you the other day at all?
You did not.
Okay. Because sometimes, and I'll see the little red line, like you're
recording. Oh, it goes on forever?
Like yeah.
So what happened was you were either on your texting or your messenger, you may have hit the record button.
Okay.
And it was recorded.
Well, it's just from being in my pocket. I pulled it out, and it's like, what the heck? But I was live Facebook one time accidentally, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in your pocket, though, right?
Yeah, but then I took it out, and I put it on the counter and didn't realize it. And people were texting and thinking, oh, my God, sit back, folks. This could be good.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that could have turned out to be anything. Yeah.
So Jim, you had a little something you had to get out of here.
Oh, God. Let me just set this up. And the table will be yours. I'm not getting it right.
The floor.
So Jim yesterday, I've never seen him nervous. I don't even want to say nervous. That's anxious. I've never seen him anxious.
That's a good word.
You were anxious because you were meeting over Zoom the parents of a gentleman that your daughter is friends with.
Very close friends.
Very close friends with.
Right.
He's from India. Mm-hmm. The custom is the parents talk it out a little bit before they proceed or whatever.
Right.
You had that going on yesterday. Take it from
there. It was harsh as the young man's name who's dating my daughter. It was his mother's birthday, his mom. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday. So I went online before I met with them and learned how to say happy birthday in Hindu. And I practiced a little bit with you guys, and thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
So then the camera comes on, and they're all sitting on the sofa. And then, of course, Don and I are in our dining room. And everybody's smiling. And then I said, Maku, and I And they just looked at each other.
No.
They're just like, what? Like, I thought, did I pick the wrong? Because there's different.
Wrong phrase.
Or, yeah, right.
Your dog is dead.
Well, no, I think. And then I said it again, and they all laughed. I think I said birthday happy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it wasn't a total it wasn't a total disaster. But we had a great visit.
God, I hope that's what you said.
You know what? I don't even know that. That is true. I should have asked them. But when
your
I first...
son is a dog.
But it was weird because right after I said it, you know, you have that dead silence.
Yeah.
It's like
I had that one time. I was trying to get a hold of this guy. I was in college and I was trying to get a hold of this guy in Mexico. And he was actually from the UP, and he's one of the only guys from the UP that ever played Major League Baseball. And now he's playing; he played in the Mexican League for a lot of years. So I was just trying to get a hold of him for when he came back to Arizona, you know, so I could interview him. I used to be a what did you used to call it back today? A stringer.
Yeah,
a stringer for the paper up north.
Yeah,
and you know they pay me like $20 for doing an article, and you know I got a byline in my hometown paper, which was really cool. So he was living with a Mexican family, okay? So I asked the person that was a good friend of mine, you know, bilingual. I said, and he said, hello, how are you? I'm trying to get a hold of, and this, I can't remember the guy's name now. George Brunette. You can look him up.
Okay.
George Brunette.
Okay.
From Houghton, Michigan. But anyway, whatever I said, it's the same. It was, besides those.
See, that's what happened.
And then they're talking. I said, okay, I'm sorry. Let me try this again. ¿Cómo estune Gabasco? Silence. It is. I think they're like calling other people to listen.
Right.
To listen.
It's the sentence structure. But
I got that. Remember, I told you when I just break out in a little bit of sweat on my forehead and get really hot? Yeah. That's what happened. I bet you had that little bit of that same feeling.
Well, just for that second. But then everybody laughed. And then I sang it.
That was English.
You know what? Just goes to underscore again what I've in world traveling that you've done and a lot of us have. They speak English and we don't know how to say good morning in their language.
I know.
Those people sat on the couch, spoke perfect English. It wasn't perfect, but his brother who studied over at Duke and is back there now, really good English. But I was just really impressed that they... I couldn't say happy birthday. And I practiced for 2 days.
It's like the same reason we're still not metric. We just don't do it.
Play
like,
well,
we're,
right? Yeah. Where we had, I talk about back to the Eagle thing.
Well, you're kind of wrong.
Why is that?
We do have metric for gasoline and wine. Paint shall still be sold by the gallon. Why is that, sir? Nobody knows.
That's
how
right.
How many liters in a gallon, sir? Nobody knows.
That's kind of a true statement. I just remember when it was going to take off when we were in,
God.
You were in seventh, eighth grade when that happened.
Absolutely.
So I was a little younger than that, but.
I remember that too, and it was going to be the new thing. We all got new rulers, and we were practicing, and everything was easy because it was all based on 10, right?
Well, not only that, but the big thing was, I remember talking to an athletic director one time, and he goes, I don't know what Pete Melly, great guy. I don't know. From the same village as my mom in Italy. But anyway. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. We're supposed to put our track now to metric, and we got to do the thing. We got to change over all this stuff. Why can't we just say yards? And that's true. Because, somebody can now say, he runs a 10,400 meters. And I don't know what that. What I grew up with all my life was yards and a 9.3. Travis Williams ran a 9.300 yard dash.
Yeah, but we're one country. You know, you get this, 8.3 million. We're the 8.3 billion. Who are we when we could have, that's why this crypto thing might work, is that it's universal currency.
Well, I don't know about you damn commie, but we're the United States of freaking America. How about that? How about that? You stick it in your little pipe and go smoke it over there with the Brits or somebody.
No,
how's that? How you doing, queen?
I think the other thing that Americans did, they tried to say, 36 inches is 4 inches more than a meter. We should have just full immersion.
Yep.
No. Let it We're go. Just gonna do throw it. The old rulers away. Yep. Change the speedometers.
Well, I remember my brother
change
talking
all the
about
signs and say, you'll get it.
That was a big thing with people that own gas stations.
Yeah.
Is everything going to have to be recalculated into pumps and everything like that?
But we're just, why not?
Somehow we just gave up. You know what we're going to do? I'm so excited about this project.
I don't know why.
This is going to be great.
And it was going that.
Right.
You never talked about
it. And then
it
people
again.
Would be like, hey, whatever happened.
No. We just couldn't do it.
We missed it.
All right. We got to start a quick break, folks. We got a great lineup for you. Stay with us.
Do it.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It may not be much to look at across the state of Wisconsin these days, but getting chores done without the snow, a lot easier. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I think we'd all like to see maybe a little snow across the state to protect our hay and winter wheat. But in New York State, they're glad it's done. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself, also a broker analyst with Everag. I talked to him yesterday, and he said his particular area picked up a lot of lake effect snow.
Yeah, we've gotten a plethora of lake effect snow, a very thin band, only spanning about 1 hour north to south. But the people that got a lot of it. We were on the southern end of it and got about 2.5 feet. And then you go north and just west of me, they got 74 inches in 3 days last weekend.
74 inches, folks, that's just a little over 6 feet of snow in some areas of upstate New York over the course of a weekend. Bryce Windecker is sharing the story. He's a dairy farmer himself and also a dairy analyst with Everag. He said that milk did continue to move. It didn't turn into a transportation issue for them, but he said there were some roofs that collapsed on dairy barns as well as sheds that they did have to deal with. The markets we're dealing with on a finally Friday morning, generally positive. Numbers are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
In the early morning hours of a Friday, right now March corn's up a penny at 4.57, December new crop unchanged at 4.47. March soybeans are up a nickel at 10.04, November new crop up to 10.16. March wheat, penny stronger at 5.35, July new crop up a penny at 5.56. Barrel cheese as well as AA butter was unchanged yesterday. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 189 and three quarters. That's just a quick snapshot on the markets. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high of 25. And then snow on the way tomorrow night. Sunday could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it all winds down on Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment
brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing on the program, as well as Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Virgil Thu has been apprehended. You may remember that he's the suspect in the triple homicide in New Lisbon. 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two teen girls, ages 12 and 13, were murdered in a home there. Police apprehended the 47-year-old in Elroy Thursday after he had been on the run for more than a week. Wisconsin-based department store Kohl's will close 27 stores this year. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the chain, which operates over 1,100 stores nationwide, said these 27 are underperforming. None of the stores marked to close are in Wisconsin. Voters will decide whether to approve a $197 million referendum for the Oshkosh Area School District. The referendum will fund the second phase of a four-phase consolidation plan. Superintendent Brian Davis.
Our team is proposing tonight, based on our work really over the last year and what we feel is best for kids and taxpayers as we're moving forward, knowing that over the last 3 weeks we've had a shift in locations. But again, the tenets and the themes of what we're trying to get done have not changed, which is why we're proposing to be able to move forward with it as of tonight.
The vote this week was 5-2 to ask for the referendum. Dr. Timothy Hess and Kelly DeWitt made the dissenting votes. A Neenah woman was arrested yesterday for her fifth OWI after the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office received a call about a vehicle on State Highway 55 driving 20 miles below the speed limit and swerving in and out of its lane. Wisconsin State Patrol located the vehicle in Freedom about 10 minutes later and arrested the driver, 40-year-old Ashley Lulloff. Officials say drug paraphernalia was located in the vehicle. The matter is under investigation pending blood sample results. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday morning. Nice. It feels warm.
It does. Do our listeners see that picture you just put up?
That's a picture?
Good picture. Well, Johnny and I both like the picture. We don't like a lot of
pictures. Oh, yeah, they get to see that.
Okay.
I'm 20 pounds less.
that is a good picture.
In that picture versus, I love the beer picture.
Oh, that's what
great,
I'm saying.
Right?
That's the one.
Please
that
keep going with that. I hate the one we're up by the statue. My face, you know who I look like? Jimmy.
Glick.
Yes.
Jiminy Glick.
Jimmy Glick. Jimmy
yeah.
Glick.
Yeah.
That was a character that, Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey.
Did.
No.
No.
The
other one that,
Yeah. Martin Short.
Martin Short. Where he plays as part of an entertainment, like kind of a hack entertainment, who mm-hmm. just pretty much laps up the, you know, but just loves the fact that he gets to meet these people. But he puts on this other, where his face is really fat. Oh. It's kind of a thing.
And he's always eating like laser donuts
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah. And I was trying to get all the free stuff.
Is that the picture you're talking about? The one that's
yeah, I look like Jimmy Glick. So please destroy that picture.
I don't know. That's not the worst picture.
Oh my God.
Really worse pictures
that's a
than
nice,
that.
Look at that. That. Look at how much difference my face is in that picture versus
notice,
the other one.
Do you notice the last, okay, what? If somebody would look at those pictures and say, John looks thinner in two of them, but the other one, he looks a little heavier. Do you know why?
Why?
Look at the two pictures. You're further away from the camera.
No.
yeah, you are.
I know, but actually, I was looking at pictures of you guys like when you're first getting started and they were taking the pictures. You guys have both lost weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost 20 because I was 238 that I'm 218 this morning.
To get that book.
I've written on my calendar. That cool calendar that Nikki gave me, by the way, that desk calendar. My goal every month, I'm only going to weigh in on Mondays. Okay.
Is that the best time to do it?
Because
you bump up over the weekend, right?
Maybe I'll move it to Wednesdays or Thursdays. But anyway.
Boy, you stuck to that one.
My goal for this coming Monday is my first one, is 214. I don't think I'm going to lose 4 pounds over the weekend.
Don't do it by the week. Do it by the... Yeah, that's too much pressure. Or if you're going to do it by the week, of course, you shouldn't be listening to me.
Yeah, once again, the guy I go to for my
but
weight loss advice. Thanks, Jim.
1 or 2 pounds a week is fine, John.
Beautiful day out there. Green Bay 27, Appleton 28, 25 in Oshkosh. Today is Peculiar People Day. Okay. Who's like the most peculiar person you ever met, Todd?
I don't know.
They're just different. Do you ever have that where it's like,
no, with all due respect,
you're just different.
The owner of our company is peculiar. He's a super nice guy, but I've had dinner with him. It's he comes from two different industries. I don't want to. I got to be nice. He's my boss.
I have no comments to make.
Peculiar is not a bad word. It's like unique, special. In terms of uniqueness, okay, all right. I think he's terrific. He's, you know why I see him as peculiar? Because he's so much smarter than me. And I like that about him.
That part, yes.
So he's done a lot. He has tech, Boston, West Coast, buy stations. I just think, who's your peculiar guy?
So
John?
That game last night.
Yeah. Okay.
It is also
having worked in this industry for a long time.
Hey, did you
see
the next?
I just know certain things you don't.
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Well, I'm new to this. You guys are.
Hey, Todd.
But how about the next?
I can imagine being an executive. So that Duke Ray, boy, he's peculiar. You know what? The show wouldn't have been over before somebody said, Jeff McCarthy wants to see you in his office.
This is what it would sound like on the air.
Exactly. It would have just been shut down. Timmy the engineer would have flipped the switch at the transmitter. Yep. Murphy the next day would have, hey, welcome back. Murphy and Katie?
Jim decided to go another direction.
Yeah.
We wish him the best. Yeah.
But I will say this. I know what you mean. He's like so much smart. He's on like a different level of
I like that.
Intelligence.
Brilliance.
And vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Maybe that's not a word. Hey, the next day isn't so great.
Let me finish. Today is also Save the Eagles Day.
I'm saying Eagles. I'm thinking because of the game Monday.
Oh, you're right. I didn't get that. I want to say something. Where was I? Up around Menominee. Right between Menominee and Escanaba, which is a stretch I hate driving because of the two lane. But it's one of the most beautiful stretches with the lake and everything. But last time I was going up there, a bald eagle, got above my car and just, flew down the middle of the highway. You know, and it's like, when I was a kid, there were, no bald eagles. I mean, there were, six in the country or something. Whatever our country did to restore the bald eagle is pretty amazing. Although, I got to tell you a funny story. So, there's one, my sister was telling me, up in the UP at her cabin on the lake. Although we'd never say the word cabin, it'd always be camp up in the lake. And there's a bald eagle. I'm like, oh my God, that is so awesome. Look at how cool are you? She says, I'm like, what? She says, well, we have these two loons. You know, loons stay with their mate all the time. And somebody saw the eagle come down and grab the female one, killer. And then they were going to put a camera and somebody went up to one of the nests and there were some dog collars and stuff in its nest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're wow. Carnivorous.
They're big.
They're carnivorous. So Save the Eagles Day. Oysters Day. Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get oysters. It's like, to me.
Jim, you like those, don't you?
I do.
If you did a blind taste test with somebody, and you got a little oyster, okay, and you got a wadded up piece of gum that somebody had chewed, you'd have a hard time telling the difference.
No, I think oysters are overrated. But
thank you.
I want to say that in New Orleans, right? Felix's Oyster Bar.
Okay.
Did you go there? Everybody goes there. Anyway, it's expensive and you put the hot sauce on, but it.
Where's the flavor? Do you chew it or do you just swallow them?
Swallow them, right?
Yeah, but I agree with you. They're overrated, but now oyster Rockefeller is a little bit different
because
you get
that?
Some cheese, right? Don't you get cheese on there?
And, I'm not sure. It's the breadcrumbs or
stuff? Yeah, I mean, oyster Rockefeller puts the taste on there for you.
Oh, all right. Bittersweet chocolate day. No. Too many bad memories of having that just really wine chocolate. You climb it, you get a chair, and you climb into the cupboard, and you find your mom's bittersweet
cooking chocolate.
Yeah. And you're thinking, well, it's chocolate. It's got to be good.
No sugar.
And it was terrible.
Awful.
Horrible.
I'm with you on that.
Houseplant Appreciation Day. I've never had a houseplant.
Are you kidding?
I mean, me personally, I've never had a houseplant.
Do you have a plant in your apartment?
No.
I don't think that's good.
Why?
Well, a couple reasons. One is, you want to make that connection. You want to. There's nothing. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. You've never had a houseplant? Todd, you've had houseplants.
Oh, yeah, I've got them.
I wouldn't know how to take care of them. I wouldn't know. When do you water them? What do you do?
Now you can Google it, but it's like once not too much water, else it turns yellow or something. But,
I kind of got some artificial stuff, some artificial little trees.
Oh, jeez.
My poor mom. My mom.
She
died at what year? How old was she? 92. And she had a stroke all her life, basically. She was handicapped and disabled. But when I visited her at one of the last times, and I went to the store to get her some flowers. I thought I told this story, and it was her birthday or something. And it's like, they were kind of old. And it's like, but they had these artificial ones that look beautiful. You'd never know they're artificial. So I thought.
You didn't buy those.
So I buy her artificial ones. And I, Mom, here. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got them at the drugstore. You're not going to believe this.
Were you like five?
I was like 65. And I go, you're not going to believe this, Mom. You're not going to believe this. These are artificial. She goes, yeah, I can tell. that's okay. So I'll put them up here on top of the dresser. So, like, I think it was my niece visitor after I did. And she comes, she says, you know what your mom said first thing? She says, would you get rid of those? Johnny bought those. Just get rid of them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Colvin is 69. I do not know who Sean Colvin is.
Sonny Came Home, that song. You don't know that song?
No. Sonny Came
Home. I'll pull it up for you.
Pat Benatar. Everybody had a crush on Pat Benatar.
Absolutely. Jim?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, but yes.
Hit me with your best shot.
Okay. I know that song. This is Pat Benatar?
No, this is Sean Colvin.
Oh!
This is all right, music.
Absolutely. Great song.
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's played quite a bit here in the Valley and stuff like
really?
That. Yeah. I think she's been at the Meyer before.
Oh, wow.
Hey, by the way, not to bring up this subject that we always go off on, but I sent you the information of that singer, the musician, who really wants to come on the show.
Yep.
And she's all excited. And she made a comment about parking tickets in Green Bay. After one of her gigs, she was loading up her van by herself, you know, doors open, going in, grabbing the amps, you know, putting them there and hurrying. So nobody, she comes back, she's got a ticket. Her doors are open in the back of her thing, loading up her equipment. Yeah.
So let me tell you, yesterday I taped my Lean Local show, and I had the president, city manager, economic development from Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashwaubenon?
Yeah.
They did $275 million of development last year. Okay, the city of Green Bay, which is five times the size, they're like 18,000. We're a little over 100,000. I was trying to look it up, but I'm guessing 60. 70. Wow. Their equalized value, so if they were their own, you know, whatever, would be worth $4 billion. The city of Green Bay is worth $6 billion, and we are five times the size. And I'm trying to...
Say those numbers again.
Their equalized value, right?
Right.
That's what you would call it, is $4 billion. Much, much larger than any other suburb. $4 billion. Bigger than Howard, and even Hobart has such more land mass. But yeah, and Green Bay, five times that size. I'm doing this interview and I'm thinking, and where'd you guys go to school? What's your background? I'm thinking, what do they have? You know what I figured out at the end? There's not one parking meter in Ashwaubenon.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Well, it doesn't really have a downtown.
I know, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
I didn't bring that up.
Interesting.
That parking thing continues to be an issue.
It just does. I mean, I'm not and trying to sound like a whiner, but it... Everybody I know when I talk to them has had issues.
What I like what's going on here in Green Bay, and I think Appleton's got it down.
You and if nothing else, Jim, what did you charge for parking tickets when you were mayor?
$8.
Mm-hmm. Why did it have to go up to 22? And then in a very short period, 34, then 55. I mean, come on. If it was $10, it wouldn't even be as bad. But that's a lot of money.
I don't remember getting a lot of complaints on the aggressiveness. I remember people complaining about parking tickets, but... You know, if you're over a half hour,
you deserve it.
You just kind of
not even a question. Yeah, I'm with you.
And maybe they didn't complain because it was only $8 too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know exactly why they didn't. I didn't get a lot of complaints. I got complaints on parking tickets, but not on my big complaint with these guys is there's nobody down here and they haven't cut staff and they're so aggressive. You think they're watching the meter?
Wow. I'm with you. George Foreman is 76. Boy, you want to talk about a guy that was just this. Scary, scary guy when he was actually a boxer and then became the most lovable guy ever. I've never seen anybody transform himself like George Foreman did. And you know what he did because of that? Made $8 billion.
He did.
They say he is one of the greatest stories with his the indoor grill or whatever it was, the George Foreman grill, made so much money, it's mind-boggling.
And every time, whatever his punchline was, he said that they laughed every time.
Every time. Amazing.
That really put him on the map. Rod Stewart,
I saw him
in concert here in Green Bay.
I saw him in Arizona. I was actually a roadie I'll tell you that story. Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor and a good look at Friday heading into the Green Bay Packers playoff win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't wait for Monday morning to be talking about that. We got Lisa Hale on, who's awesome.
You got to tell your story about being a roadie for Rod Stewart.
Oh, well, I was at Arizona State. They would put a little thing in the state press newspaper. Hey, you know, physical labor type people needed because they bring in the big trucks. And basically, like I was telling you, and Jim did this too. You basically roll out the big trunks, the big crates, and, you know, then the other guys would take it. I'll tell you what, that is a scary job. When you watch those guys set up scaffolding.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I mean, no safety things. And they're just crawling up the side of it and doing all, putting up the lights and up on this. That is a scary job. I would never do that. But it was fun. But anyway, the guy said, okay, everybody, back off. Go gun thing. Mr. Stewart's coming out here to check the mics or something like that. And I said, well, I'm going to. So I literally hid kind of behind a curtain thing. And it's like he must have. He just skinny like I couldn't believe, like this big. It's like, well, a rough night. You know, you could just see he was whatever. And then I went to the concert that night because they gave us free tickets then. And it's like, holy cow, makeup boy, like whatever. And he must, I don't know, he had to take a shot or amphetamines because now he was just crazy, wonderful man. He's, you know, that entertainer.
He is a great entertainer.
He was, but you talk about a tough life. I mean, I would love to have been a traveling roadie. Okay, what movie, Todd? What movie is this? Lisa, what movie is this? Lisa Hale, what movie is this?
What?
I was in the entertainment business for a while, musical business. Really? Yeah, I was a roadie for Metallica. Bunch of bleep holes. Big Lebowski.
Don't know.
Big Lebowski.
Well, see, that's a movie I've never seen, believe it or not.
That's two of us.
I've seen that 27
times.
That's
three of us, but yeah.
You've never seen The Big Lebowski.
Right,
quick poll. Quick poll.
We've done this poll before.
We have.
Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Yes or no?
And we're doing it again.
It.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Good. Ah, we're all doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. This is like one of my favorite things for the entire
week. We love having you.
Right. Well, what do you want to share with us? You got lots going
on. I'd like to share with you that this weekend, on New Wisco Weekend, we are focusing on agriculture. And the reason why is because Saturday, tomorrow, is National Milk Day. So that kind of just got us going, hey, let's talk about agriculture. We've got stories on ag stress, on the 78th Alice in Wonderland that's coming up. And I saw Wait, back up, Lisa.
What is ag stress?
The farmers have a lot of stress that not a lot of people understand. I mean, farming is a huge business. Oh, yeah. And it comes with a lot of stress in addition to regular business stress because you've got so many different things that you're taking care of. So the story is on that.
Are you going to address the country's egg stress?
The what stress?
Well, she was talking about egg stress, A. I'm saying
egg. And he's thinking egg.
Yeah, get it?
Is there an egg stress?
Oh, my God. It's crazy what's going on with eggs right now.
Oh, price?
Price.
Prices
supply.
Of eggs are going up. The bird flu has caused
is
a
that
lot
what it
of
is?
Problems.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the bird flu. I mean, because if you get a flock of laying chickens or even ducks or geese, if you get a flock of birds that gets the bird flu, they have to
be eradicated.
It's all of them.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. And that makes the layers.
Wow, I didn't know that. You know what I saw at the store one day? Duck eggs.
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing. I knew ducks like eggs, but I didn't know you could eat duck eggs.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Duck eggs are great.
Really?
Are they?
Yes. I absolutely love duck eggs. But, you know, I guess it's an acquired taste. They do taste a little bit different than chicken eggs. But then again, you know, farm chickens' eggs taste different than store chicken eggs.
Yes.
So it's all.
Huh. Why would you buy a duck egg instead of a chicken egg?
Why would you buy a quail egg instead of a chicken egg? It's because it's
I didn't
a duck
know
egg.
There was such a thing as a quail egg.
Oh my goodness. I mean, they're little itty bitty things and they
wow.
They,
okay.
You know, it's all about being a chef and trying these different things.
I ate one time. People don't believe me. And I was backstage and I saw this at one of the breakfasts on the farm. They had ostrich eggs.
But yes. We went through all
yeah, and they would drill a big hole.
No,
that's not true.
I was just going to say, those are incredibly difficult to open.
Oh my God. The shell is so hard. It's unbelievable. It's like a coconut.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. These duck eggs, I want to move on, but these duck eggs, I've never seen a recipe that called for duck eggs.
Me neither.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't know you could even eat them.
That's because you're not specifically looking for it. If you went to the internet right now and typed in recipes with duck eggs, you would find it.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa just got a thumbs up on that, by the way.
Yeah.
A thumbs up just came through when you said that. Right. So.
But duck eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try them.
They're different. I mean, I've had them. I like them, but
and I've never seen them on a menu.
No, me neither.
You've never seen them on a menu?
Nope.
Maybe I've just gone to ritzier places than you, Jim.
I doubt that. Probably more backwoods stuff, yeah. Lisa. Yeah, that's what you've done. Yeah.
Is that a southern thing, Lisa? Is that like a Louisiana thing?
I don't think it's just a southern thing. I really don't. I mean, I've seen it. There was a restaurant down in Louisiana that I went to that I saw it at called Cotton, but so I don't think.
Have we produced duck eggs in the state?
In Wisconsin? Yeah. That is something I do not know.
Oh, how do we get on this subject then?
You?
Oh, I
you
brought up
asked
the eggs
us about
thing.
The
okay.
eggs stress.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was talking about farms. I'm like, why are we talking about duck eggs?
You took it in that direction.
I did. Don't blame us. I don't. You're right.
We just
got
a text. We only got a minute left, but a text just came in. Some people are allergic to chicken eggs, but not duck eggs.
Oh, wow.
That's
and Michael
awesome.
Michael just said, I use them when I make homemade fried rice. So there you go.
Wow.
That has to be.
You know what?
Good.
I just want to say.
I'm surprised you being a chef type.
I
want
to. She said, I just want to say that I've made fried rice. I like fried rice with shrimp, but it said eggs. It did never called for duck eggs, so that's why. And it,
I'm going to try some.
So am I. This has been so interesting. Okay.
Look for it. I know you can
find thanks for coming
them.
On, Lisa.
I'm so happy to have given you this idea.
Oh, my gosh. So
this Sunday, you're going to talk about the agriculture, the stress of the agriculture industry.
Agriculture right. And as a whole, and we're doing beekeeping as our cover story,
oh,
just so you guys know.
Oh, got to get Big Wayne on that one.
Big Wayne is going to be featured.
Oh, we love him. Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 o'clock, New Wisco Weekend.
Lisa, I apologize that Jim jeopardizes your time. We're going to give you a lot more time next week,
John's
we promise.
Never stepped on
back
someone's time.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me as we learn from the leaders of the village of Ashwaubenon. Boy, they got it going on.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires around Los Angeles burning for a fourth straight day as firefighters continue struggling to put out the blazes. In other neighborhoods, evacuees are returning to find all that's left of their homes and communities.
Half my block was gone. It's emotional.
Andrew Schwartz, who fled with his spouse and two young children from Pacific Palisades. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are not only putting out fires, they're also conducting rescue missions.
The majority of the people they are having to rescue out of homes and vehicles are individuals that chose not to evacuate, not only putting themselves in danger, but putting the first responders in more significant danger.
10 people have been killed in the wildfires. 10,000 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Sentencing for Donald Trump today in his hush money case, the Supreme Court refused to delay it. Supreme Court hearings today on the future of TikTok as well. This is ABC News.